Hey everyone, this is John Jonas, and I have on the line here with me Greg Jacobs, which I'm super excited about because Greg is an expert at creating products. So just a little bit about Greg. He and I have worked together in the past, and I've seen some of the stuff that he's done, and I remember the first time I saw Mage, his WordPress Mage product. I was in shock at how good it was, how well done it was, how well it worked, and just everything about it was so well done. So, and I've seen that Greg is an affiliate in lots of things. You know, he promotes lots of affiliate products, and he's also a product creator, and that's very similar to myself, where I do lots of affiliate stuff, because being an affiliate's great. I also do lots of product creation stuff on my own, because being a product owner is awesome too. And so I'm, as I just told you, I'm sick today. I'm hoping that Greg is going to do a great job of filling in for me as I hope to mute myself. So Greg Jacobs, everyone. And, if you have not created your own products before, listen to what Greg has to say, because he knows what he's talking about. He's good at it, and he is very successful at it. And you ready to go, Greg?
I am, John. And you can go to sleep. I'll go ahead and take care of them. I'll let you know if we need anything.
I'm not gonna go to sleep, but I am gonna mute myself so that you don't have to hear this stuffed up whiny voice, and then I'll probably throw in some stuff in the middle of it, because you know that's how I am. So
cool.
All right, have at it, man.
Okay, guys. So thank you very much for being here, and thank you, John, for waking up from your sick bed to go and host this webinar for your subscribers. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic event. Now, before I get started, I always have a little ritual I go through at the beginning, because I had it happen to me once where I started a webinar and was talking for like 20 minutes until I realized that nobody could hear me. And so, can everybody hear me okay? If you can hear me, like you hear Greg talking right now, just say yes, yes, I can hear you, Greg. That's okay. Cool. Okay. So the sound's okay. You guys can go see my screen, I assume. That's not a problem. I don't do PowerPoints. I'm not very good at them. I don't even know how to use PowerPoint. So there's going to be talking, and we're going to give you a little bit of theory and instruction. So we're going to give you some theory and why you need to do what you're going to do, and then we're going to go give you some practical instructions where you may actually want to take notes. I'm going to tell you some practical tips how to increase your ROI per lead by like 500%. And then I'm going to go demonstrate what I do best, the next cool magic software. It's something called Fusion HQ, and it's like Mage is a software built for affiliates. If you want to be an affiliate for other people's products, Fusion HQ is a software built for built for people who want to go and make their own products. Okay, so I'm going to give you a short demonstration of that, and then at the very end, we have a very, very special offer that I'm gonna offer you, and then you get to make the decision if you want to go and take the next step with me. And this is a completely new offering from my last product. It's actually a course on how to create and sell your own product. So if you like what you hear in the next hour, if you like my style of instructions and think you want to go onwards with me, then we'll make a very special offer at the end. So that is the outline of what you're going to be getting, and I think it should be some absolutely fantastic content, okay? Now, let me tell you a little bit about my progression as in my internet marketing lifestyle, I guess, my career. Is I started out as an affiliate marketer, okay? So being an affiliate marketer means you're the guy, you're driving traffic to other people's sites. And for every piece of traffic you drive, on average, you're going to get a certain amount of conversions or earnings. And those people go and convert them, and they pay you out a percentage for what you're good, usually around 50% or something. So I did very, very well with that, okay? I wouldn't really call it sustainable, because I was always having to duck and dodge from terms of services, or Google would change their algorithms. I'd have to have multiple accounts at different places. But ultimately, you could say I was doing okay. then what I did was the next natural progression. I think one of the best ways to do things in this life, in this world, is to first master something and then go and teach it to people. And so I mastered being an affiliate marketer. So I created a software called Mage. And what Mage is, it's an automated software that helped people be really, really good affiliate marketers. And I sold it. So by that point, now I still do affiliate marketing, but it's not my primary focus anymore. By that point, because I created the software and this product and I sold it, suddenly my primary vocation was no longer as an affiliate marketer. My primary vocation was as a product creator, somebody who creates products and sells them. Okay? So you could see the natural progression coming. So I got really, really good at creating products and selling them. In addition to Mage, I worked with a few people as kind of like the man behind the scenes on a number of products, and really, really got the science of creating a digital product and launching it on the internet down to a science, the secret science. And more and more people came to ask me to help them create their products, because there are certain things in your products that if you do will drastically increase your conversions and your customer happiness factor. And these are just like little things you might not even notice, small things in user interface and design. It's like the fact of the matter is a customer on any given screen always wants a big red button to push. And if you give a customer a big red button to push on every screen, they're always going to be a happy customer. If you make them like twist too many knobs and levers, then you know you're pretty much segregating yourself to a very, very small market. But in terms of the mass market, big, big, happy red button, push, 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 push this button, get results. So that, you know, and that's what I did with Mage, is I made a software that was not only functional and profitable, but it had a big red button to go push that would go and bring people profit. So there is a science behind product creation. And so I decided to go and hold a seminar back in March. And what I did was I brought 99 people from all over the world to Chiang Mai, Thailand. And we held a five-day intensive workshop. In this workshop, we essentially took these 99 people and split them into teams. And there were different skill levels. Some were total newbies who barely even knew how to open their Yahoo. And then we had some more advanced internet marketers. But we took these 99 people, and by the end of 5 days, all of these people had created and launched their own digital product completely from scratch. Now, why this is very important is because one of the biggest hurdles in getting started as a product creator is people say they can't do it. They can't do it. It's too hard. How am I supposed to do that? Well, that's not true, because I took 99 people who a lot of them had never done it before, and I pushed them and I coached them and I rode them and I made them become accountable to me. And by doing that, they came with real actionable results that they had something to show from, and they went and launched these products, and some are earning income from it still already. So the fact is anybody can do it. It's just a matter of having the right plan and the right team to go be able to do it correctly. I see somebody asking in the question box right now. They're saying, can you tell me a little bit different between being an affiliate, being a product creator, which one's better and why? Well, I'm not gonna diss being an affiliate for the reason that I am an affiliate, and I've made a lot of money being an affiliate, and a lot of people who use my software has made a lot of money using being an affiliate. So being an affiliate's an absolutely fantastic thing. However, I've found more income, and more importantly than more income, more stable income as a product creator. I mean, think about it. As an affiliate, you are putting coins into the slot machine. You're putting coins. You keep pulling the lever, and it keeps paying you out at a certain level. But you're just one guy. The product creator could have 10, 20, 30 different affiliates all doing the exact same thing, putting coins into the slot machine and getting paid out. So the point is that it brings long-term sustainable income, where other people really, really go and work for you instead of you having to be the one working. It's a difference between being a factory owner or going and working by the hour as an employee in the factory. So the point that I'm trying to go improve is you want to go and be a product creator if you're serious about your business. Now, if you're looking for just like, I need to make money tomorrow, this isn't what you want to do, okay? You're not going to make money tomorrow. What I'm teaching you and the offer that I'm going to give you at the end of this call, so I want you to think about it very carefully, is how to go create a long-term sustainable business of virtual real estate via niche product sites on the internet. And it's going to take work and it's going to take training. And what I'm doing right now is I'm giving you kind of your first lesson right now, so you can get an idea if it's really, really the steps that you want to go take. Okay. Before I go on, Jerry's asking, Fusion HQ registration is closed. What do I do? Don't worry, I'm going to go show you how to go use Fusion closely and show you how you can go and get it. We actually closed the registration because we basically limit the numbers that are inside. But okay, so we have proven already that you want to be a product creator. You want to own your own digital product on the internet. You want to own your own piece of virtual real estate on the internet. Now, the first question is how do I get started? Okay. Now let me ask you guys on the call right now. Just get ready to type into the question box. Is anybody here already owns their own digital product on the internet? Just type in yes or no so I can get a good polling of the room to see where you guys are at. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow. Okay, so we got a lot of yeses, actually. Oh, there's a lot of no's, too. All the yeses typed it first, and then the no's went and came after. So everybody that's yes typed it first, and then everybody else is no. So I'm looking like everybody is... So I'm looking right now at 20% already have their own digital product, and about 80% don't. Now, let me ask
Greg.
You. Yeah, go ahead, John.
I find that when people start outsourcing their stuff, they start implementing, and that's why I have such a high yes rate onto that question, because I would hope that these people are outsourcing the stuff they're doing. So.
Yeah. I mean, outsourcing goes and helps you really, really concentrate on your, I call it the MVT, most valuable tasks. So you go and put the other tasks to the outsourcer, then you basically take the money shots. You take the shots, and then all the other things around the money shots, you let them go and do. Yeah. But John, you're a product owner. You own Replace Myself. That's a digital product, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I own quite a few other things too. Stuff that's not about outsourcing. Stuff that's not about making money. Lots of different products, ebooks and audios and CDs and whatever it is in different industries.
I mean, I'll tell you guys right now, I actually don't normally share this information because it's completely segregated from my other businesses, but I own a highly successful course on how to become a professional songwriter that gets quite a few sales every day. I also have a great course that goes and teaches people who speak English as a second language to go speak in perfect English, because as you might not know, but English isn't my first language either, but I've really, really practiced to go and get my accent right on guard, and that's another course that's been very, very successful as well. But coming back to the question we were talking about, being a digital product creator, for all the people in the room that own a digital product, can you just type one or two lines and tell me what the niche of that topic is, of that product is? Don't give me an essay, don't give me big sentences, just one or two lines. And all the people who don't have a digital product, now I want you to go type into the question box, if you were to go make your own digital product, what would you do it on? Don't think. I do not want you to think about it. I want you to just type the first thing that comes to your mind that you would like to go create your own digital product on. Come on, there's more people in the room. Let it out. Come on. DNA, MP3, travel industry, how to build a digital home, business loans, personal growth, real estate SEO, music, fishing, relationships advice, mental fitness, human resources, IT knowledge, Prince podcast archives, memory training, self-safety, health, or success, hypnosis, I am training for my disease, multiple marketing training, carving, personal growth, small neighborhood business, revision techniques, SEO, video production, blogging. All right, I caught up. Come on. Career chain, online marketing strategies, traffic driving software. Dating. Cool. Okay. So there is no shortage of ideas on this call. You all came on this call today because you have an idea for a product you want to create, and you just need the information to do it. Now, what I'm going to go do in a minute is I'm going to go show you some of the technical aspects that you need to do to get your product created, because getting your product into sellable form, you'd have to decide what form you want to put your product. So this is a good place to take notes if you want. Is there's essentially four different types of products. I mean, you can break it down as much as you want, but just there's four general types of informational products you can have. One type, I guess the lowest on the value chain is like an ebook, okay? And then moving up, something that has a little bit higher perceived value by your customer is an audio recording. Moving up the food chain, if you make video, that video is going to have a higher perceived value to your customer than audio or ebooks, and you can actually go and sell it for more, and your customer will get greater enjoyment out of watching that video. And then, of course, the highest perceived value by the customer is software, or even better, is software with recurring billing that provides a really, really useful function. Now, you know, kind of squished in there, on a parallel plane is membership sites as well, and that's a real, really fantastic way to go and deliver your content. So, though the point of the matter is you all just told me topics. Topics that you either have and topics that you're interested in. So what you need to do now is you need to go think about how you're going to go package that information. So what you could do is you can get all of the information. You could basically brain dump it. How I like to brain dump information is I go and record it with my voice, and then I can go send it to my outsourcer who will transcribe it for me, so I can, you know, have it in notes. And then from there, I can go and arrange it into an ebook or go and plan to go make a video. So that's how I get my brain dump of information and content. But what I do then is I'll generally release it in two different forms. I'll release it as a PDF, which is good as an entry level. And then what I'll do is I'll make a series of videos as well, which covers, I mean, basically the same content, but with a different angle, a different spin, and more in-depth analysis. So what I do actually is I create something called a sales tree, where I don't just sell them, and this is how you're going to increase your ROI per lead by up to 500%. They don't just come to my page and look for and like read the sales letter and click buy and are taken to download an ebook. No, you're leaving about you're making about 20% of what you can possibly make just by doing that. It's an old, outdated model. You know, if how the experts do it is we use something called sales processes. So maybe I won't even try to sell them something on the first page. Maybe I'll just get their email address. And then on the second page, maybe I'll go and sell them an ebook. Okay? And then after they purchase the ebook for maybe like a low price for $27, the fact is they have their credit card out now. Now that they have their credit card out and they've already said yes to me twice, then I can go and offer them something a little more interesting, something that will cost a little bit more, like video training, okay? But if I, for like $97. So if I just tried to sell them the video training at the very, very beginning, they may not have taken it because it was too high of a leap in their mind going from not knowing a guy to paying him $97. But if I ask them to go and purchase the ebook for $27 and then I go and do what's called an upsell on them to the video training for $97, then that's going to be a lot easier to sell them. A friend of mine just had a very, very big product launch, and his initial price point was, I think it was $77 for some ebooks and some videos. And then he had something called an upsell where he went and sold them a piece of software for $67 monthly recurring billing. And 68% of the people that purchased his $77 course went and took the upsell for $67 monthly. Now, if he went and packaged that together on the sales page, well, that's starting to look pretty expensive. That's going to be like $140 plus 67 monthly. That's a very, very high psychological leap of faith for people. But if you get them taking steps towards you, you get them saying yes to you, then it's easier to keep asking them incrementally to spend more money and more money because they go and gain trust with you. And that's how a proper sales process is really built. So what I'd like to do right now, earlier we went and mentioned Fusion HQ. I'd actually like to show you live how to go build a sales process. Is that okay if everybody in the audience? I'm actually going to go show you within the span of like 10-15 minutes. We'll actually build a complete sales process with upsells, downsells, OTOs, and such. Okay. Yeah, you want to see here? And we'll go and change the screen for you guys. You guys, why isn't your screen changing? Well, I don't like PowerPoint because genius comes in a live performance. And if I had a PowerPoint, then you're not going to get the good stuff because I'm just going to be reading slides. Okay. But if I just talk, then that's where you're going to get the really, really raw elements that is really, really going to help you. Okay. So what I'd like to do right now is I'm going to the software demonstration. Now, this is called Fusion HQ. It is a proprietary software, and it is currently not available on the market. In addition to being not available on the market, it is the only thing of its kind, actually. It's the only thing that's even close to what it does. What we've essentially done is we have built this for ourselves. Those people that are product creators know what a pain in the behind it can be to go and fuse together all these different sorts of different scripts and processes and hiring programmers. So just in this, it has a sales process builder, it has a membership site, it has affiliate management, it has an autoresponder, it has domains and hosting. Basically, it's an all-in-one internet marketer solution. If you have Fusion, you essentially do not need anything else. But what I want to show you right now is how to go and build a proper sales process. So we just click on the button there that says start a new process. And let's go ahead and build a squeeze page. So I have a new software coming out called CompeteSpy. And what we're going to go do with CompeteSpy is I want to go and sell it. So to go do this, I need to go make a squeeze page. So I'm just going to simply go like there and click start a new process. Okay? And then we're going to go select our template. Despite popular opinion, I found that an all-white template generally works best. You guys should take notes. I'm going to be dropping little nuggets of information from my years of knowledge of online and conversions. This is very, very good stuff. And people go and pay me $10,000 consulting fees to go and spend a day with them and their website and optimize this, and I'm giving this to you guys for free. So generally, white templates completely beat everybody, okay? Now I'm going to start with a blank sales process, okay? And then I'm going to go put in any tracking code that I have, and then I'm going to go decide where to go host it, okay? So it's just posted on my domain, igregjacobs.com/software-demo, something like that. Okay, you can host it on Fusion, or you can go host it on your own site as well. Okay. Henry's asking, "What are you trying to achieve here?" I don't really understand your question, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to build a sales process with upsells and downsells and OTOs, and how to maximize your conversions per customer by up to 500%. I hope that goes and answers your question, Henry. I'm going to go ahead and add a page right now. Nope, actually. Okay. Okay. The PJ is asking, why isn't this on the market? Well, because it's really, really good. We want to keep it for ourselves, but don't worry. We're gonna go. We're gonna get that. I'm gonna show you guys first how to go build a squeeze page in code and how to build a functional squeeze page. And Ellen's asking, what's the OTO stand for? One time offer, and I'll go explain that in a few minutes. But first, we need to go and build a squeeze page. What a squeeze page is, it's a thing that goes and captures people's email addresses for you. As a product creator, you want to go and capture people's email addresses, okay? Because when you have their email addresses, they give you permission to market to them, and they give you permission to market to them. And the old saying goes that one properly monetized email address should go and earn you approximately $1 per month. So in theory, if you have 1,000 people on your email list, you should theoretically earn $1,000 per month by properly monetizing them, okay? So when they come to this page, what we're going to do is we're not going to go try to sell them anything. We're simply going to go bribe them and ask them for their email box. To go and do that, what we need is to build a squeeze page. Now, to build a squeeze page, all we have to do is simply drag and drop, because this is a drag and drop sales page builder. So drag the text box, and then we're simply going to edit it. And I had some text here earlier. Simply go like that, and like that. And then you have yourself a headline. Very, very simple. The next thing we need on a squeeze page is there's two different types of squeeze page. There's text squeeze pages and there's video squeeze pages. And studies show that generally, unless you really, really know what you're doing, or it's a very specialized case, text squeeze pages will outperform video squeeze pages, but it can vary. The ultimately, what I like to recommend is that you split test, but we can go through that later. So what I'd like to go do is oh wow, there's a great comment from Hakti, because I was talking earlier about the big red button for people to push. He's saying the big red button here says close, but yeah, it's a good point, but I think that's a pretty funny one. But okay, so what we need to do is we need to go and put in video. So to put in video, we just go here and we drag and drop from streaming media. And then if we have our video uploaded to our server, we can simply point to where the video is uploaded, and what's it going to go do is go and grab that, or we can just point to a video on YouTube. So all we do is simply input a URL from YouTube, and the software does the rest. Okay? Just watch this. Then bam, and then there you have yourself a video player. Now it says Fusion here because we're in edit mode, but once you see it live, it won't go and say that anymore. Okay. So next thing we need to do is go and put in an opt-in box. Okay. This is what's going to be used to. Rob's asking, how do you set the size of the video? I just said it. You probably blinked and you missed it, but it's when you're going and pasting in the code, you can actually just drop down. Use the drop down to go set the size for the video. Okay. Okay, so the next thing that we need to do is we need to have an opt-in box. Now, earlier I went and set this up with my Git response account. I made it so my Git response or my Aweber or my One Shopping Cart or even my Fusion actually has its own autoresponder, is completely integrated with this as well. Okay, so what I did was that, and you just decide which one you want it to, and then you go and select your... you go and select your template. See if I can go find a nice template there. And then we go and select a button. Now, you can actually upload your own buttons, your templates. See, here's some stock green buttons. I don't like the green button, so I went and uploaded my own one earlier. That's my own personal button that I made. It says, yes, sign me up. And then, oh yeah, you have yourself a video squeeze page. So just in a few minutes, and you see these are all, they're all movable elements. Move those a little bit closer together and kind of center them. Just in a few minutes, we have made a headline, we've embedded a video, and we've put in an opt-in form that is linked up that is linked up to my autoresponder. Now, the next thing we want to do is I'm going to show you a little bit of a secret right here. If you put two opt-in boxes on the same page, you're going to increase your conversions by approximately, I want to say, maybe 20%. So what I did is I had the video here because some people, they'll use the second opt-in box, okay? So I'm showing you how to build a converting squeeze page right now, okay? So for that, I need to give some, I need a second headline. Go ahead and put that in there. And then we go like this. There, and then we're going to have some, we can go make some bullet points as well. Okay, I just have some bullet. Some general bullet points there. Some more information for people to go and read about to decide if that's, you know, the thing that they want to use. And then we click done there. And then at the bottom, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in another opt-in box. Now, putting in two opt-in boxes on the same page I found does very, very well with increasing conversions. And on this one, I'm going to use the coupon codes at the bottom, okay? I found these coupon code templates convert very, very well when they're standalone and there's nothing else around them because people are used to clipping coupons in the newspaper, okay? And let me move that down. That somehow get back to the bottom. Just going to go center that now. And then there you go. You have yourself a very, very well-built, very, very well-built squeeze page. Let me put some blank space in between this. It's too close. And let me go and show you what this looks like, okay? Save complete. Preview. And there you go. Somebody who goes and ends up, and this design that I just showed you, go and take note of the format. It's called a double funnel squeeze page. And what it is, I did a very, very basic version of it, and I use other versions of it. But I've tested hundreds and thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of visitors, probably getting close to a million now, all these different sorts of squeeze pages via split testing. And I found that the double funnel actually gives you the highest conversion ratio, just like you see it now. So you have a headline up on top. You have a video here. If you don't have a video, you can put a big picture. And then next to it, you have an opt-in box. Then under that, you have text. And at the very bottom, below the fold, you have a second opt-in box. And this is, I found, going to give you the best possible conversions that you could ever get by using this. And you can see it actually goes downwards in a funnel portion as well. Okay? Now, if you see here in this opt-in box, I used a little bit of a different template because I wanted to show you this. You can actually, this is a little bit of advanced stuff, but if you're working with an affiliate, you can actually pre-populate people's names and email addresses into the opt-in box. So the affiliate can, I'm not going to show you how to do it right now because it's a little bit advanced stuff, but the affiliate can actually go into their autoresponder and they can put in a few little settings that when the customer clicks on their link and comes to your page, their name and email address is going to be passed along the URL, and then it can go and be pre-populated into the page on the screen, okay? So going back here, I'm going to go answer a question that somebody just had. Can you add keywords and meta tags to this? And the answer is yes. See, you can see here on your different, you can do different keywords, meta tags, footer code, and then down here we have, if you want to use an exit pop-up, you can go edit the exit pop-up text as well, okay? But while I got you here, you can split test, I want to show you a little bit about split testing, okay? Now, John, are you still awake there? No? Okay, well, John, okay, anyways.
I'm awake. I had to unmute myself.
Okay, John, so let me ask you, have you ever done split testing before, and what are your thoughts on it?
Yes, and my thoughts are that I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the behind.
It's really crappy. But I have guys that do it for me, so we do it all the time.
It is very, very hard, and I agree with you. But split testing is something that you can literally increase your ROI by thousands of percent per customer just by going and running proper split testing. And it's just the smallest things sometimes that will make the biggest conversions, and you're never going to know until you actually go and do that.
Totally. So split testing is really important. And also, one of the things that I learned about split testing from a guy named David Bullock was, he said, garbage in, garbage out. If in your split tests you put in garbage, you're going to get garbage data back. Meaning, don't just split test the exact same thing. Test completely different angles at something. And then once you find out this one works better than that one, then you go start testing small things, where most people never test the completely different angles. They just test the small things and expect to get huge results. And the big results are when you test big differences on your site. Not just design changes, but like different copy changes and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, and in terms of, did you see here on this screen right now the shape that I'm in? Do you see the shape that I designed this? This isn't on accident. Yeah. It starts out very, very wide at the top, and then it starts to come down into a funnel. And I don't know the science or psychology behind it. It's beyond me. But the fact of the matter is this design, as you see it, essentially this is my highest converting squeeze page right here, just as you see it, that will get you the highest possible conversions. Cool. But in terms of actually doing split testing, like John said, it is very, very difficult to implement split testing. You normally have to go and hire people to go do it for you. However, I have taken the trouble out of that, and I've made split testing very, very fun to do yourself. It's no longer painful. Now it's fun to split test. Because to split test, all you have to do is go to this little tab and click on the little button that says split test B. And then you have a split test. And then I'm simply going to go copy A to B. So then I have two identical pages. Now, like John said, you do want to go test greater concepts. However, for the sake of this demonstration, I'm just going to go test one of the little things. In terms of little things that you want to test, two things that you want to start with are your headline or maybe your buy button or your opt-in button. Okay. So instead of secret niche research software assassinates all methods of keyword research, I could change the word. Maybe assassinates too strong of a word for some people. I could change it to like overtakes or overshadows. Another thing that I really, really like to split test is the order button or the sign up button. So for the sake of this example, that's what I'm going to split test right now. So instead of the red, I'm just simply going to go here and go and change the button to, let's see here, yes, please. Okay. Move it down a little bit because it changed the sides. And then down here, I'm going to go change it as well. And simply go like that. I'm simply just going to go save that and then go and preview it. And you can see here what's going to happen. Oops, I didn't preview it well. But anyways, so what's going to happen is every time a visitor comes to this site, there's a 50% chance they're going to be shown the green page with the green button on it, and a 50% chance for them to go and be shown the other page. And I'm going to go see the results. And after I see the results, then I'm going to go and stick with one button or the other, and go and test the next thing. Like maybe just remove the video and try only text, or maybe replace the video with a picture. Maybe I change words in the headline or such. And this would be after I've went and determined on this general template, okay? So that is that's how you implement a split test. Is everybody in the audience clear right now about split testing and exactly how it works and why you need to go and do that? I just want to make sure we're all on the same page before I go and move on. Yeah?
Greg.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I see someone asking a question, and maybe I missed this. They are asking if they don't need AWeber if they have this.
I'll get to that. It's everything. Right. If you If you have Fusion, you don't need anything else. We have autoresponder, we have hosting, we have membership sites, affiliate management, sales process builders. Now what's really cool is you can use it with AWeber. I currently have a huge list in GetResponse, so I'm not going to export that because it's better to leave it where you made it. But if you don't have a huge list, you can completely use the Fusion mailer, and you don't need anything else since it has its own autoresponder built-in.
Very cool.
And the split testing, I don't have any data set up right now. I can't show you, but the reporting is very, very simple. A, B. So like maybe A got a 53% conversion and then B got like a 47% conversion, and it measures it down to the decimal point as well. Okay. The next thing that I want to show you, let's see, I'm going to save that there, is we were talking earlier about an OTO or a one-time offer. Okay. And well, if you need some more questions about the Fusion HQ mailer, I'll get into that later. But yeah, it's all whitelisted and hosted for you, so it's going to be very, very good quality. But getting started here, on that page, that little start page, they went and gave us their email address. So they said yes to us once. Okay. So we simply go right here, click yes. And there. So after they enter their email address, all it's going to do is this is going to connect to the one-time offer, okay? And if they want to go and exit from the page, well, we would go and build in what's called an exit pop-up. Exit pop. Now, I know as consumers, depending on the site you're on, you don't like exit pop-ups. And I don't like them either, but it depends on the site and the situation. If they're just passing through, and the fact of the matter is you just have some niche site, and they're just browsing around the internet, well, the fact of the matter is if you put an exit pop-up on there, you can save 15 to 20% of your sales. And because if somebody goes to your site totally randomly and they're going to leave your site, there's like a 97% chance they're never going to come back to your site again. Okay, they're done. You're never ever going to see them again. However, if you have an exit pop-up, one of those things that says, wait, don't go. Check out this. Maybe you offer them $10 off, or maybe you can even redirect them to another offer. Maybe they'd like better. You can actually go and save up to about 20%. Of your leads by doing that. So whether you like them or not as a consumer, if you're trying to go and completely maximize your ROI, depending on your site, sometimes they are a very, very good thing to have. And what's very cool is I just created one with just a little drag and a click, okay? So exit pop-ups aside, now I'm going to go show you how to do an upsell or a one-time offer. Now the difference between an upsell and a one-time offer is a one-time offer will only be available one time. So maybe somebody buys something from you, and then they come to like a thank you page or something, and you say, I'm going to give you one chance to go and purchase this, okay? Now, and to do that, you simply go and click the little OTO button, which makes it so if they ever come back to the page, it'll say that the offer is expired. So they actually literally do only get it to go and see it one time, okay? Now, there's two ways that you can do upsells and OTOs. There's a good way, and then there's a bad way. Now, a lot of people in the internet marketing industry niche have been doing it the bad way. Okay. Now, have any of you ever in the audience been to like McDonald's or Burger King? If you have anybody here like hamburgers, just let me know. Yeah, we have anybody in here in the room that likes hamburgers? Just type yes into the question box. Yep. Okay. So we have some hamburger lovers. Okay. So when you go to Burger King and you're like, "Hello, sir, I'd like one Whopper, please." What's the first thing? What's the first thing that the person at the counter says to you after you go to if you go there and you want to order Whopper? Yes. Do you want fries with that? Do you want that large? Okay. We have a few vegetarians in the room. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. I'm actually mostly a vegetarian these days, but. Okay, but I'm using it as an example. Okay, but the fact is you've just been upsold. You went in there wanting a hamburger, and you walked out of there with fries and a Coke. Now, that's a good upsell because what they did was they added a lot of value to your initial purchase without diminishing the worth of that purchase as well. Now, a bad way to do an upsell, which a lot of internet marketers are doing this way, and I don't recommend you do, is would be like if you went into Burger King, you ordered a Whopper, you paid for the Whopper, they gave you your Whopper, and then just as you're about to walk away with your Whopper, they said, wait, that hamburger's no good. You need to go buy this double Whopper, this super special Whopper. And then what they do is they make you feel really, really stupid for making the initial purchase, and then you're kind of strong. They try to strong arm you into going and making the next purchase. So that is the good way to do upsells and the bad way to do upsells. So when you do your upsell or your OTO, you need to do it as something that adds value to your customer's experience. So a really, really good way to do that is to go and get all of your content. Like I told you earlier, you need to brain dump your content and essentially put it into two different forms with different spins on it. So your initial price point will be a low-priced ebook, okay? And then after they buy the ebook, they're going to trust you, and then you go and upsell them on a video module. And I found you can pretty steadily convert 50-60% of the people on the upsells, where if you just kind of packaged it all together in the initial price point, you wouldn't have got anywhere near as many sales, okay? So that being said, I want to go and really, really quickly just go ahead and make an OTO page to show you a little bit about how the buy button works, okay? So the first thing we need to do is we need a headline. So to make a headline, obviously, we just need a little text box right there. Okay. Simply go like that, make a headline, and center it. Okay. Done. The next thing we need is a picture. I already uploaded an image earlier, so I have it all ready for you. This is going to be, I'm going to upgrade them to some like special software. Some like advanced edition, okay? There, and see it automatically goes. And then I need more text because I'm going to go sell them some stuff. Go tell them a little bit about the features, okay? Simply go like that and click. And go and highlight it. Make it bigger, and I'm just gonna go and like that. Just to kind of give you an example. You can move that around a little bit right there. Okay, so you have there a basic offer page for a limited time upgrade to Competes by Ninja Edition, and it tells you all the cool features. Now, if the person they want to go buy this, you're gonna give them a buy now button. Okay. Now, what's really, really cool, I'm not going to go into the details exactly of how it works is because I already set it up beforehand. It's a little bit of the boring stuff. This is already linked up to my PayPal account, okay? I've already inputted my PayPal account, so all I have to do is simply select the product, which I already inputted earlier, and then put a Buy Now button. And then, bam. Or, since this is the OTO page, maybe they don't want that. I can just simply put a no thanks button, just send me to the next page, because I'm going to go show you how to go and do that as well. Okay, no thanks, send me to the next page. Okay, so then you have yourself a complete OTO page. Henry's asking a good question. I have a few questions coming in. Kent saying, will Fusion HQ work for owners of affiliates or physical products? Yeah, I mean, it works fine. Actually, when you go and set it, you integrate it with PayPal, ClickBank, two checkout, or one shopping cart, and it actually can go and collect the shipping addresses, and I'll put them into a file, so you can do that. So it pretty much works with that. Henry's saying, interesting, Greg, will you get into how to create a digital product? Or are you still focusing on sales processes? I kind of went over creating a digital product already. You need to basically brain dump I mean, this is all part of it. You need to basically go and brain dump all of the information that you have. I recommend putting it into an audio file and then getting that transcribed. And then from there, starting to go write out and then putting it into different formats, such as ebook and video. And that's some of the stuff we're going to go cover later, because it can get a little more advanced. Okay. So,
Greg,
the next thing we're going to go do... Yeah, go ahead, John.
Greg, so creating a digital product is the easy part. It's selling it. That's selling the product. That's the real work. I mean, creating it, you can... Fire up Camtasia and record yourself talking and record your screen, or sit down in front of a video camera, or sit down in front of a microphone with your computer and hit record, or call someone on the phone and do an audio interview. I mean, creating a digital product takes an hour.
Selling the digital product is the hard part. I'm showing you guys how to do the hard stuff, okay? Like, if you like, I'll talk a little bit later about how to go and create your product. But the fact is, you know, there's millions of people who create digital products. But the fact is it doesn't matter how good your product is, and if you don't have the proper sales processes and understand the psychology on how to sell it, you're not going to get anywhere. So that's just a cold hard truth about selling stuff on the internet. Is you can make the best thing in the world, but you need to be able to sell it properly, or else it's not worth your time. Okay, so just letting you know where some of the priorities lie. Now, what I'm going to show you right now is a little bit of magic on how to go and completely maximize your conversions. Okay, so let me go add another page here. Let's call this DVD upsell. Okay, so what's going on right here is they started by giving you their email address, okay? They said yes, okay? They said yes to you once. The next thing that you did is you offered them an upsell, maybe for some software or an OTO. What happens then is they say yes to you again, okay? So you simply connect the nodes right there. Then... The fact is, in the psychology, they keep saying yes to you, okay? So what you want to do is you want to keep asking them more questions, because obviously they like what you're selling them. So you need to go and give them more opportunities to say yes. Now, if for some reason they said yes to you a few times and then they said no, let's say digital downsell. There is a reason why they said no to you. So you make a downsell. So you simply go and connect the no buttons to wherever you want. And then we go and put one more in for the seminar. Okay? What I'm showing you guys right now is what people who are making a lot of money on the internet do exactly in terms of their sales process charts. And I'm showing you one of the most profitable sales funnels you could possibly have, and just kind of look at it in terms of the big picture. So, do you see what I've done here, John, in terms of the yes no sales tree?
Yeah, totally. I mean, and yes, this is what we do.
okay, cool.
I don't do the coaching upsell.
So, what's going?
Sorry, keep going.
But you could see, because what's happened is they say yes to you. You send them to say, do you want the DVD? Okay, if they say yes, great. You send them to, that means they like what you say. They want to spend money. They want more of your information. So you send them to see if they want the coaching. Whether they say yes or no to the coaching, you'll still send them to the seminar, because ultimately you're going to send everybody to the seminar. If they say no to the DVD or no to the software, well, you're going to send them to a downsell, which is going to be a lower price version of the DVD, but available on digital download, because maybe they still want your information, but maybe the DVD was too expensive. So you offer them something lower price, and then ultimately you go and drop them down into the seminar. Okay. So I hope that is a pretty good explanation of how to go and properly go and build your sales processes. And more importantly, or just as importantly, more importantly, oh, somebody's asking a great question. What happens if they say no to the downsell? Well, you can put them to a thank you page. You can just add another page.
That's when you give them access. Just let them go. Let them get your product.
Yeah, you can.
And that's okay.
What's really cool about this is the sales tree that I just built. This is the same. This is a very similar sales tree to a friend of mine who recently launched a product that he used. You know, the guy sold like over $1 million, and he told me, because I didn't show him this until after he made it himself. He's a little bit of a computer nerd. It took him 2 weeks of fiddling with programming and HTML and moving things around and matching up links to go and build this exact same sales process by himself. And he's very, very technically up. Now, what I've done, simply by connecting nodes and moving around nodes, I've built a complete website. I can export this website as it is right now, or I can upload it directly to my server, or I can export it and upload it wherever I want. And it's a complete website, complete with buy now buttons, upsells, downsells, exit pop-ups, and complete integration, all with just a few click. Okay? So I hope that goes and makes all sense to you guys, yeah? Are there any other questions right now on sales processes before I quickly move on and briefly go over membership sites and affiliate management? Let me see here. No. Somebody asking what was the final back. So it's just different, just examples, hypothetically. Examples.
Hey, Greg, can you scroll down on your screen so that we can see the digital downsell, so we can see where that no goes?
I just made up a hypothetical page, so I moved it up for you.
Okay. I'm not seeing your whole thing, so.
Okay. Somebody's saying, what's the purposes of the three yeses? Well, the fact of the matter is you can connect them to different nodes. So, for example, yes one could be if they went and took the full price payment. So that means they have money they want to spend. So what we do is we sell them to the elite DVD upsell. But yes two could mean that they took the payment plan, which means they have less money to spend. So what we do is we don't even bother trying to sell them an expensive DVD set. We send them directly to the digital download. I hope that makes sense, yeah? And people are asking specific things about this, and this is an example. It's a real example, but there's different ways to go and arrange it. And now, rather than getting too much more into detail about it, because we need to cover other topics, just get a good overview, get a good understanding about it, and then when we have more time, we can go and get into the more advanced aspects of it. Yeah.
Okay. So, Greg, let me talk for a second about. I'm seeing a couple questions about how. So you're demoing this in this software, right? And that's really cool. But the bigger point here is the process that you're creating. Whether you're building this in a WordPress site or in your own HTML website, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is, you take the person from your main sales page, and when they say yes, you take them to a one-time offer page. And if they say yes to that, you take them to a DVD upsell page. But if they on that one-time offer, if they said, I want a payment plan, which is still a yes, you take them to the digital downsell page. And on the DVD upsell page, if they said yes to that, then you take them to the upsell coaching. The point isn't that you have to do this in Fusion HQ. It'll make it a lot easier. But the point is the process you're creating here, this can be done in WordPress. Create pages and the yes button or buy button just takes them to a different page when they're done. Same thing with just a normal HTML site or with a membership site or whatever it is. The point is that you're just going to take the people to different pages after they have said yes or no to you.
Yes, and it does
clarifies a little.
Yeah, bit. And it does. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to use it in this. You can do it in any system. What this is making it very easy because I can simply click export or upload, and I have an instant, fully functional website. And if I just want to change things around, I don't need to mess with code. I simply just disconnect the nodes. I can just move the nodes around. And simply, I can go like that, and I can do it as such. So the point is this is an efficiency tool. But you mentioned something about membership sites. Now I'm going to go show you really, really quickly. It's only going to go take a minute to this because a lot of it's a lot of the same thing. If you want to go and build. Oh, here's a great question. Is this good for people who don't know how to use FTP properly? Yeah, it is, because you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is just have a domain name, and this actually uploads it and hosts your domain name for you. You don't actually. This has been made for people who are both advanced marketers, such as myself, and also people who have zero experience whatsoever. You never have to do anything technical here. You just have to go connect nodes. So, but I want to talk right now about membership sites, because having a membership site can be a profitable way to go and deliver your content. Now, normally, when you make a website, you have to integrate your membership software and your affiliate software, your autoresponder, and different things, and it's a real, real mess. But if you go and do it this way, you're going to have it all in the same place, okay? So this is a very, very instant membership site creator. You can either have it hosted on your website, or you can put in FTP details. I mean, on our website, you can put in FTP details. Okay, so you can do it either way. Let me just go and put here. And now what I have is a fully functioning membership site that I can drag and drop, edit the content. Now let me show you an example here. Create a new page. We can just call this week one, okay? And then we simply connect it to here. Bam, bam. And then we can go here. Let's call this week two. Now we're going to go connect it like this. Now I'm going to go edit one of these. I'm going to show you why it's so cool. This is where you put your... This is where you go and put your content. So, and to go and change editing it, you simply go scroll between the different ones, and then it simply gives you different things to edit. And it's essentially the same what you see, what you get, drag and drop editor. But let me show you something really, really cool. Right now I'm in week one. I'm going to make it private and protected only for gold members, and I'm going to delay the content for 1 week. So one of the big problems with people who go and make membership sites, I guess it's not a problem, but it's something that happens, is people can join and they pay a monthly membership fee and they go and take all the content at once, and then they go and cancel, which is okay, but you know, it'd be better if you went and were able to go maximize your ROI from the customer. Now, one of the ways to do this is to drip feed content to them. So instead of giving them all the content at once, what you do is on week one, you release some content. Week two, you release other sorts of content. Week three, you release other content. Furthermore, a way to completely maximize your ROI is, instead of doing a general membership site model, is to do a micro-continuity model. Studies show that typical attrition ratio for membership sites is 3 to 4 months, meaning your stuff might be absolutely fantastic, but for whatever reason, your typical customer will stay with you for 3 to 4 months and then leave. Now, we found a way that we can go and increase retention ratio on our membership sites by doing the micro-continuity model with an end date. So instead of having it indefinite, because people don't like things that are indefinite, is we make a hard end date after 6 months. Now, by making a hard end date, giving it an ending, when the person gets to the 3 to 4 month mark, when they're getting ready to drop out, they say, oh, well, you know, it's only a few more months and I get a prize if I stay to the end. Well, they're going to go stick it out, and you can actually go and double your ROI per customer by going and doing it that way. So I just want you all to go and keep that in mind regarding membership sites, okay? That being said, John, do you have any comments about membership sites before I go on to the next thing? Because I know you know a little bit about them.
Yeah. Did you seriously build this software?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
This is unreal, dude.
I told you. See, you woke up, John. You woke up from the software made you better.
Well, I mean, I've been awake. I'm paying attention. I've never seen something like this where you like drag and drop pages and it works like this. Yeah, I mean, membership sites are awesome.
Yeah. And you have one. You have Replaced Myself. That's a membership price, right?
No, I have lots of them. It's how, you know, I'm all about living the lifestyle. That's how it is for me. And so everything I do in my business is based around, is this going to help me play more golf, or is this going to help me have to work more? And I've just found that membership sites, regardless of what industry or niche they're in, membership sites help me play more golf. And that's a really big deal to me. So, yeah, I mean, if you're just selling digital products and not creating a membership site from it, I don't know, man. I think that's foolish.
Cool. Okay, so membership site, cool. Now, before we go and move on, I just want to show you some things very, very quickly. I'm not going to get into them too much, but the point is it's all integrated. Like, I know for a lot of people, they'll have to buy one script for membership sites for delivering their membership content. They'll have to buy another script to go manage affiliates, and then they're going to have to use something like WordPress or Dreamweaver or something to actually go and make their content. Okay, well, Fusion makes it all easier by putting it all in the same thing, all completely integrated. That's why it's called Fusion. So very quickly, I'm not going to get into too much. It has complete affiliate management, so you actually never need to go buy and integrate affiliate tracking again. Actually, where Fusion came from, why we originally built it, is we were trying to integrate a membership site script with an affiliate tracking script. And my programmer must have spent 3 weeks pulling out his hair trying to get the two properly integrated. And we realized it would be better just to go build it ourselves already pre-integrated. It basically has a complete affiliate tracking, and if you run ClickBank products, it has ClickBank affiliate management, so you don't have to buy third-party affiliate management tools and such. It has, you know, your creatives, sign up. It has a marketplace as well, payout options, first cookie, last cookie, IP address cooking, tracking, pretty much everything you ever needed in terms of affiliate management. It also has a built-in autoresponder. If you want to use our whitelisted service where we mail it for you, you can. If you just want the free service that runs off of your server, you can as well. We just, you know, you upload a file to your server and it'll mail from your server. But if you want the best deliverability, use our autoresponder. And then obviously it has its own hosting as well. Now, before I go on, I have something else that's very important to talk about. Is there any more questions or comments on Fusion? John, do you have any other questions or comments on Fusion?
A question that I keep seeing is this. You can put this on Fusion hosting, or you can put this on your own hosting, right?
You can use
the Fusion hosting that they have if you're using Fusion. Or if you're using Fusion, you can put it onto your own server. You just give it your FTP upload information.
Yeah.
And it'll put it onto your domain for you.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll automatically one-click upload for you. If you're not comfortable giving out your FTP information to this, it'll actually make an export file, which you just unzip and upload yourself as well. Okay?
You know, we started about 3.5 years ago developing our own membership site, and it's super, super complicated. because there wasn't something good at the time. There just wasn't a good option. And, you know, we've spent thousands and thousands of dollars developing and maintaining it. And this is unbelievable, man. You know, I love that it integrates the sales process with the membership site and integrates with shopping carts, and just really, really cool. I love it.
Yeah. God, when you talk, John, I can't hear anything you say. You kind of like garble off like a bad connection. So I'm sorry if I can't. I can't hear you. But let me go. Some people are asking right now how do we get Fusion? There's a lot of different questions, but they're asking how do we get Fusion? Now, this is going to bring me back full along to the beginning of the conversation that we had earlier. If you remember, at the beginning of the hour, we're about an hour in right now, we were talking about building and creating and launching your own digital product. Now, to do that, there's a lot of steps that you have to take. And in fact, you need four things to properly succeed and to properly launch your own digital product. You require knowledge. So you need to know the things to do, how to go and set up the sales processes, how to maximize your conversions and such. You need knowledge. You're going to need training. You need a mentor. You need somebody who's going to hold your hand, who's going to watch over you, and is going to hold you accountable. Okay? So that's the first thing that you need to be. And there's four things, but I'm only going to give you three of them. So the first thing you need is knowledge. The second thing that you need is team. Okay? Now, whether this is an outsourcer or a partner, or somebody who works for you, it doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is if you go at it alone, you're not doing justice to your idea. There's an old saying: would you rather have 100% of $5,000, or would you rather have 50% of $100,000? And me myself, I'd rather have 50% of $100,000, because when you go in and bring people onto your team, you increase your ability to really, really earn exponentially. You see, two people can do, you know, it's not just 8 plus 8 equals 16, it's 8 times 8 equals 64. Okay? So I need you to all go and keep that in mind. So there's knowledge. You require knowledge. There's team. You require team. The third thing that you require is tools, okay? You have the knowledge. You have the team. That means you have your product built and such. But to do all the technical stuff, all the hard stuff, all the boring stuff, you need tools. And that's why we built Fusion. What Fusion is, it's a complete all-in-one solution for internet marketing professionals. You essentially get this software, and you don't need to ever buy another script again. You don't ever have to hire a programmer again. You don't ever have to go deal with designers again and such. It's completely 100% integrated in every way that you could possibly think. So those are three of the four things that you need in order to succeed as a digital product creator: knowledge, team, and tools. Now, the question I have to ask for you guys, and please go and answer this into the box: what is the fourth thing that we require in order to be successful? We have knowledge, team, tools, and tell me what the fourth thing is. I'm looking for your answers right now in the question box. Oh, Paul's got it wrong. Paul says you need money. You know, it's not money that you need. Oh, Kent's got it. Okay. Jerry's got it. Chris has got it. Zering's got it. Scott says you need Fusion. You do need Fusion, but the most important thing, Chris just got it. Steve just got it. Okay, it's action, okay? Knowledge, team, tools, action. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, this is coming all the way back to the beginning of the presentation when I said I was going to make you an offer, okay? My goal is to get you started as an advanced digital product creator, okay? My goal is to have you making products like I do, and to create a true residual income and to live the internet marketing lifestyle. So I've put together a course called The Assassination. Now, it's a very, very strong name, but the reason why it's called The Assassination is it's the assassination of myths and lies, you see? The fact of the matter is a lot of people that are involved in the internet marketing industry are stuck turning their wheels on the treadmill. They're falling from product to product, trying thing to thing, going, try, you know, maybe seeing if this thing works or that thing works. And the fact is they're not getting anywhere. They go from thing to thing without finding any lasting results. So I created this complete turnkey everything to completely assassinate the myths and lies that are keeping you from success. My goal is at the end of my course, you will have created and launched and hopefully be profiting from your very own digital product, okay? So what I'm going to do to help you do that is I've created things that are going to help you along. We have the Assassins Academy. This starts September 4th, and it's going to be an intensive 8-week coaching course where me and my team, that's right, I have a team, are going to walk you step by step everything that you need to do to get your own digital product created and launched from beginning to end. We're going to show you how to research. We're going to show you how to put it together. We're going to show you how to go and find information if you don't know. We're going to show you how to package it up. We're going to show you how to go and make proper sales processes with it. And we're going to go show you how to properly launch it and find affiliates and JV partners. 8 weeks of intensive coaching. Hand walk you through by the hand everything you ever needed. That's the knowledge. In addition, you're going to get the Assassination Limited Edition DVD set. Remember I was telling you about the seminar where we had back in March? Well, we recorded the entire thing, and the speakers at this seminar were not professional stage speakers who would get up on stage and sell you something. They were actually internet marketing professionals, people who owned hundreds of niche sites. I have one guy speak there. He owned 150 sites on ClickBank, and he made like $8 million a year from them. He's just like a normal guy. You would have never had any idea. But these are the type of people that are in the videos. I had a PPC expert. I had the VP of business development from Yahoo, so you can look at it from a corporate point of view. I had a copywriter from one of the biggest public relation firms in the world. They do like public PR and marketing for like Nike, okay? And he does all the copywriting. So I got the people in the trenches, the people who were actually doing it, the people who were, you know, getting their hands dirty and doing things, not just the people who can speak well. And I recorded this entire seminar, and it's going to be sent to your home in an 18 DVD disc set, okay? You're also going to get all of that on streaming video, HD downloads, MP4 for your iPods, MP3 for your car, and PDFs if you prefer to read it. See, we give it to you in all the formats for lots of value, okay? You're going to get the Assassin's Handbook. This is my masterwork textbook. It's a textbook that accompanies the Assassin's Academy. It's going to teach you how to go and research, create, and launch your own digital product. So this is the textbook that you're going to be going along with the Academy. You're going to get the Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Launch. This goes and teaches me how, it teaches you how I started out last October as a nobody in the internet marketing world, and within 1 month I launched a product that did seven figures of income in just 7 days. So I need you to all go and understand that, okay? You're going to get lifetime access to the Assassin's Guild. What the Assassin's Guild is, it's a very, very elite networking platform where you can meet like-minded individuals you can partner with to essentially go and find people who go and match your skill set. Let me go show you something really, really cool here. We have the Assassin Finder, and what the Assassin Finder is it's gonna go and you tell it what your skills are, what your location is, and you like, do I know programming? Do I know traffic building? Do I know how to write content? Do I know marketing? Do I know business? And it's gonna go match you up with people with similar skill with complementary skill sets, so your strengths can complement their weaknesses. Okay, this is all inside there. Okay. Lastly, you're going to get lifetime access to Fusion HQ, the incredible software that I just showed you. Currently, Fusion HQ is not available in the market, and even this entire package that I'm telling you is currently sold out. Okay, Fusion HQ is not available in the market. You cannot pay a monthly fee for it. It is currently closed. When we do release it, what we're going to do is we're going to charge an upfront buy-in fee, sort of like joining a country club, and then we're going to charge a recurring monthly billing fee for life. However, because this is a charter membership, what we are doing is we are giving you lifetime access, meaning we're never going to charge you a recurring fee. If you think you are making your career as an internet marketing professional, that you know this is how you want to go and spend your life making residual income and living the lifestyle that you like, then just for the lifetime access to Fusion HQ, getting in on this package is a complete no-brainer, okay? Just the cost of this package, the value of Fusion is worth it 10 times over, okay? So that all being said, we have a 100% money-back guarantee. We want you to get in. We want you to watch the videos. We want you to join our first coaching and our training sessions. We want you to, you know, go around the Assassin's Academy, the Assassin's Guild. We want you to try out Fusion. And if for any reason whatsoever you are not satisfied, we're going to give you a full refund of your money, okay? And I'm going to let you keep the anatomy of a seven-figure launch just for going and trying. So what I have to go and say to you is, if it was the right price, is this something that anybody in this room would be interested in? Because right now, we launched this 2-3 days ago, and we completely sold out. Okay, so it's taken off the market. So what I need to know is, if I do make some copies available, is anybody on this call interested in going and taking advantage of the lifetime access to Fusion, of the 8 weeks of detailed coaching with myself, and with all the other things that we're going and doing in there? Okay. Oh wow. Okay. So we have a few people in the room who are interested. I'm actually counting about 30 people that said yes. But the problem is, you know, if you go to our homepage, theassassination.com, we are completely sold out right now, because I scheduled this webinar with John before our launch. I was expecting our launch to drag on for about a week to sell out our copies, but it actually sold out within 2 days, so we had to go and shut it down. And I essentially set aside a few copies for the webinar to do with John. So right now we only have, I saw about 30, 35 people say yes, but we only have 10 copies allotted for this webinar. So I'm not sure, John, the best way to do this. Do we just do it first come, first serve, or?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. I didn't realize how good your system was, Greg. And I don't even know what the price point is, but my guess is that people that are doing this are going to succeed. So I kind of didn't plan on doing this, but if you think this is right for you, I'm going to give you a bonus of, I'm going to give you a full replace myself account, which is all of my outsourcing stuff, so that you can outsource a lot of this. And you know, I noticed that one of the things that when you asked the question, what is the fourth thing that you need, which was action, a lot of people said traffic. And that's what a lot of my traffic outsourcing stuff is geared at, is generating traffic. Because that's one of the pieces of it, of this, that, you know, I'm willing to take action on building a product and on creating marketing information. I'm not willing to take action on, I personally am not willing to take action on doing SEO and pay-per-click and forums and Twitter and whatever. I'm not willing to do those things to generate the traffic, but I got other people to do it for me. So I'm going to give a bonus of a full replace myself account, so that you can hire people to start bringing you in traffic after you've built your membership site. So I'll give 10 of those for the 10 that you have open. So,
you're gonna give 10 of those. That's absolutely incredible. And what we got to do is, I'm gonna give them the link right now that we set up earlier, John. And we're gonna go with the first 10 buyers is gonna go get access to everything that I mentioned: the 8-week coaching platform, the Assassin's Guild, Assassin's Academy, the anatomy of a 7-figure launch, lifetime access to Fusion HQ, plus that incredible bonus that you just mentioned. And we're essentially going to give it to the first 10 people to get in, and then we need to shut it down because we didn't expect we were going to sell this much. and the coaching only has a certain amount of space. Okay. So shall I give him the link, John?
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, this is an affiliate link, and if you, well, I guess there's not really another option to buy this right now. We haven't talked about the price point, so I don't even know, but yeah, this is an affiliate link, just so everyone knows. So, go ahead.
Go ahead, guys. We'll keep it open until we're sold out.
Can you move that to the left? I don't know. Maybe I'm just not seeing this webinar correctly. There you go. JonasBlog.com/Greg is that URL.
You see that there?
I guess the 10 slots
is
that
Jonas,
are available.
JonasBlog.com/Greg.
And when you're inside, if you just forward your receipt to support@replacemyself, we will hook you up. So... this was fabulous, Greg. I love the funnel that you outlined, that you detailed. I love that we answered a lot of questions. We covered what, that you can do this in Fusion HQ or you can do this outside of it. Fusion will just make it a lot easier. I love your membership building thing. I actually just had a conversation yesterday with Marlon Sanders. I don't know if you know Marlon, but he was just complaining to me about the membership website options that are out there, and because they're just not very good. There's a member and it's just mediocre, and there's the WordPress wish list, which I haven't used, but I know it has some limitations. I love this. I think it's great. So I think you. I mean, clearly you know what you're doing, which is awesome, and I knew that. So. I think that's it.
You know, John, when you talk, it breaks up. So I can only hear you. I can only hear some of what you said. But I think I'm gonna talk for a few minutes right now. Yeah. Okay. So I think we have a weird connection. But what's going on right now is some people are asking, how do you go and buy? Okay. So once you go to the sales page, you can see there's a video of me. I don't know if you have time to watch it, but if you do watch it. There's a button right underneath the video, something that says secure your copy. If you put your mouse over that that says secure your copy, it's going to go and send you to a page where you can go and make your payment. If you want a payment plan, what you need to do is scroll to the very bottom of the page where it says payment plan, okay? And this little green button, you put your mouse over there and you click, and then that's going to go give you the payment plan option, okay? Now, what I need to go ask is, can anybody in the audience right now not access this page? JonasBlog.com/Greg. I need to make sure. Just can everybody here access that? Let me just go and ask you that there. Okay. Yes. So everybody here, Ed can access it. Okay. That's fantastic. Everybody's scrambling to buy right now. We actually have one customer on this call who bought this earlier in the week, and he just gave a testimonial that it's an absolutely fantastic package. And if you got in the first 10, okay, we got Ray in, okay? Who else got in here? Just let me know once you got in so we can go and keep track of who got in. After you got in, Ray, you can go ahead. Okay, we got Earl in, cool. And such. We have a few more people getting in right now. They're scrambling to get their payments in. After you pay, you simply send your receipt to support@replacemyself.com, and John will go and deliver for you that bonus. It is a complete no-brainer, guys. I'm very, very serious. My goal is to see you successful. I hate in the internet marketing industry that people just churn from product to product, moving from thing to thing, from guru to guru, and never finding success. The fact of the matter is the reason that we do this is not for ourselves. We do it for our families. We do it to be able to know that, you know, our husbands and our wives can buy what they want. We do it to know that we have a college fund for our kids. We do it to know that we don't have to worry about the mortgage anymore. Maybe even we can go pay off our parents' mortgage. I was actually able, after I became successful at internet marketing, to go pay off the mortgage on my parents' house. And you know, I want to know that was probably the best feeling I've ever had in the world. So don't do it for yourself, but do it for the people that you love. And that's why I want to help you. I want to see you succeed. And I've been around the industry. I see what works and I see what doesn't work. And I see stuff that people buy that is designed just to put them through the washing machine, turning round and round and round with little to no chance of success. So I built this course with it in mind that you need to get off the treadmill. You need to do this. And to do that, I've created the complete solution. I'm giving you the training. I'm giving you the Assassin's Academy. That's absolutely everything. All it's a complete brain dump of all my internet marketing experience and knowledge, and all the experience and knowledge of my peers. It's everything we know. It's the knowledge of people who make millions and millions of dollars a year. You should listen to it. It's going to be the mentorship that you need to succeed, okay? We give you the Assassin's Guild. We're going to go be able to meet like-minded people to go and do your networking with and build your products with. This, you want to work with people, whether it be partners, JVs, outsources. The fact is two brains is better than one. You have multiple people working on the same project. You're going to make a heck of a lot more money than you could do if you do it alone. Okay, that's why we have the Assassin's Guild. We give you Fusion HQ. It's absolutely incredible. The software is not available anywhere on the market. You can't even buy it if you want it. And when you can buy it, it's going to end up costing you more than if you get in on the charter membership. So it's complete no-brainer to get started. And of course, the only thing I'm not going to give you is action. And that's essentially what you have to go and take yourself if you want to find lasting success in this game. Is you need to go and take action. And I can pat you on the back, I can encourage you, I can hold you accountable, but ultimately, if you don't move, that's up to you. And you know, then you're just stuck going through the washing machine, going to the next thing, and buying another course and having it sit on your shelf. And I don't want that. I want this to be the beginning of your true education, okay? I'm more interested in helping you than anything else. I want to see you succeed, and I put my heart and soul into this course to do it as such. So I just need to go and keep that in line, okay? So I have some people, they're saying they're having a little bit of trouble with paying with PayPal, okay? People paying with PayPal, I have an alternative payment link for direct with credit card if you want. Does anybody here need that? Okay. So go ahead and email me right now. I think we might be. Just email me at greg@wpmage.com. No PayPal. Okay. Yeah. If you don't want to use PayPal, just go ahead and email me right there. And I'll go and send you a direct link to go and purchase, okay?
Greg, I think you just typed that somewhere. It's not showing up on my webinar screen.
What isn't?
Did you just type your email?
Maybe it's small.
There you go.
Okay, Marty just said he was having trouble getting to the sales page. I just sent the link to you and the reply to your question. You probably just went ahead and typed it in wrong. It's jonasblog.com/Greg. So you can go and keep that in there. So I want to go and take
we're over an hour and a half now. I think if people have questions, they can email either you or me, and we can answer the questions. And once you're in, send your receipt to support@replacemyself.com. I hope you guys can hear me, because I know Greg's having problems hearing me. I'd probably wrap this up. Any last things you want to say, Greg? You can't hear me.
Wow, John, I can't hear you at all. I know everybody can hear you, and I know they can hear me, but for some reason I can't hear you at all. I just hear weird computer noises coming out, like you're a robot voice. I don't know if that's because you're sick or not.
Let's see if I can get you on Skype.
I'm not logged in, but Okay, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
You can hear me.
Are we gonna? I can hear you.
I
now.
I was just saying we're at an hour and we're over an hour and a half, and it's probably time to wrap it up. If people have questions, they can either ask you or I. There's okay. Email addresses there.
And this page is coming down as soon as we're sold out. So,
okay.
Just to let you guys know. I guess are there any other questions before we go ahead and wrap it up? Or we should just go ahead and wrap it up. Let me see if there's. Give it a minute for people to go and tell us some things that are on their mind. Yeah.
Yeah. While they're doing.
Somebody's
that,
saying
I paid, but
no receipt. You can email me at greg@wpmage.com. My email right there. Any sort of questions you have like that, let me know. I'll go look at it. I don't know what happened, but you probably have a receipt.
I want to thank everyone
for
coming, and I want to thank everyone for coming. And you know, it's been. I want to thank you, Greg, for teaching so much. It's been great. And you know, again, if you have other questions, send us emails. And I think that's about it. So,
cool. All right, John. Well, thank you very much for having me on this call. I think it's been very, very informative, and the people on this call have learned a lot. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.